The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Well, I mean, they got to make the decision. They're going to do what they did in spring training. They're going to reach down and say, look, screw all that.
Hanging breaking ball, lifted it out to left. Going back on it is Marsh at the track, at the wall. We're tied!
When you get to this time in your life, your existence, to be laying on a champagne-soaked carpet is the top dog. That's it. That's the best.
And the right-hander deals again. This one is hit to right in the corner. It is a fair ball. This is going to be at least two. It could be three. The throw. He's in there.
We've established the winning culture here. I think it's pretty evident.
And a base hit in the right. That's your ball game. And the night the Brewers clinch the National League Central, they walk off the Philadelphia Phillies.
My goodness, these guys are something.
Party till midnight. And then remember, you've got to decide, make the choice that you're going to believe that there's a reason this group ended up first place, wire to wire.
Cheer a superstar. Be a believer in Brewer Fever.
Celebrating a Brewers victory last night over the Phillies, which does get them a smidge closer to catching them in the standings. We're trying to chase down that bye. But also, NL Central champs. I know it was a little anticlimactic. I know it was earlier in the day when the Cubs lost that you learned that the Brewers would, but it's still sweet. It still feels pretty good. And the way that the game ended last night, as we said, couldn't have been more perfect in walk-off fashion, the celebration on the field that precluded the inevitable celebration in the locker room.
It was 99% perfect. It crossed my mind with Willie up there and two men on.
For Willie Adames to be the guy?
Well, I mean, if he hit a three-run home run, then he broke Ken Griffey Jr.'s record and the Brewers won. Like, that would have been 100% perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand asking for a walk-off home run is greedy, especially when you still walked it off.
I was looking through the Brewers game notes yesterday. They've never had a walk-off home run this season, according to the game notes.
They haven't hit a walk-off dinger? I think
zero.
Save it.
Zero.
Yes. Yeah, let's save it.
Save it.
Save it for the playoffs.
Still got a few games left. Got a few games left here. So obviously we are feeling absolutely thrilled about it. Matt Arnold has been the architect of this roster. He deserves a ton of credit. I know Pat Murphy is going to get the bulk of it because first year manager, very young roster. But again, to be able to put together a roster of this caliber that is this young, Matt Arnold saw something in all of these guys. I mean, look, people were very critical when the Jackson Churio thing happened a year ago. And we're like, really? All that money for a guy that young? Oh, there's going to be a learning curve. Oh, it's going to take him some time. Transition period and whatnot. That transition period apparently lasted 2 months, Gabe.
I don't know if that was really kind of the turn. I mean, obviously he had to trade Corbin Burns was a big talking point there. But he hasn't missed yet. Like, he hasn't had any, in terms of the moves that he's made on the Major League roster, you know, I mean, he was around clearly for the Hader thing, but ever since he's taken over, there haven't really been too many misses from him. I'm sure you were expecting maybe a little more from Reese in terms of, like, the batting average and whatnot, but he still has 25 home runs. He's not batting cleanup for you because you've been able to put together enough lineup where you put him down that 6-7 spot, and he's perfect.
But there wasn't a hiccup the whole season. You know, there wasn't really a dip. You look at, all right, look at the NFL, you know. You think Minnesota's going 11-6? Do you think New Orleans is going 13-4? You know, these undefeated teams. There was never a hiccup. There was never a like, oh boy, it's down to one game. It was pretty much dominated the whole season.
Yeah, jumped out to a huge lead by the All-Star break, had a 7-game lead, and now you are the first team in baseball to clinch your division.
It should be a sweep. It should be executive of the year or whatever the award is in baseball and manager of the year. It has to be. It'd be stupid if it's not.
Fair. You know what's interesting to me, guys? We got these televisions up above us in the studio here. The Gruber Law Office is one call. That's all studio. Has anybody seen the Brewer celebration cross their screen?
I have not.
Interesting.
I mean, I haven't seen any baseball up there,
to be honest.
Did
you say losers? Is that what you said?
Haters and losers, all of them.
So I mean, lean into it, I mean, right? Just lean into that underdog role.
They are.
Yeah.
Christian Yelich, when he said no one's going to pick us to win the World Series in his press conference after they did clinch, and it was followed closely behind by Rhys Hoskins saying, good. They know what they are. They know what they were thought of. And I think that's, I mean, you see it every time, and sometimes it's kind of like a false, like, Georgia, like, no one believed in us after they...
we've won 35 games in a row.
No one believed in us. It's like, okay.
But just look at the teams that are in it, okay? Because I just pulled up payroll. The Mets at $305 million.
Yep.
Yankees at $303 million.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers at $249
million. Mm-hmm.
The Phillies at $243 million. Astros $236 million. Let's go to the Brewers. $105 million. They shouldn't even need to vote on this stupid thing. Am I right?
Polls are closed.
I mean, more than double, sometimes even triple. It's an unfair game, and they're dominating.
So to that point, Chu, is it fair to say NLCS or bust? Because you recognize that the chips are stacked on the other side. You recognize mm-hmm. that these teams have obviously more money to work with, and that creates more depth, and that creates all of these other opportunities that they can take advantage of that the Brewers cannot. And yet they're winning in spite of that.
Yeah.
Is it fair to still say with this team, as Murphy has told us, wire to wire, NLCS or bust? And again, it goes back to they are in part shackled by, hamstrung by this idea that, okay, good, we get to the playoffs. The Brewers get to the playoffs. We've seen this. Can we have a different ending to the movie, Gabe?
I'm not an NLCS or bust. And again, unless they get a bye. Because let's say they go into the wild card round, they win that. And by the way, the Brewers haven't won a playoff series since 2018, despite all the success they've had in the regular season. You're going to still have to go on the road. You're going on the road to open up those first two games in a divisional series in Philly or in Los Angeles. And that's the tough part.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, this season's been great. But unfortunately for you, as Chewy mentioned before, in the power rankings, the Brewers are 4. Well, there's the Phillies and Dodgers who are ahead of you in those power rankings. They reside in the National League.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, oh, you're number 4. There's two teams in the National League, two teams in the American League. That's just not the way it is. Now, could they go in Philly? Could they go into L.A. and win those series?
Sure.
Sure, but you're going to be the underdog. It's still going to be really hard. I don't know if I'm at CS or bust unless something magical happens in these next 10
games. Yeah, I'll stick to what I said before. If they don't get the bye, then what's the round right before?
DS?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I say. But you know what?
One other
thing to the payroll, I've never heard him complain or say anything. I'd be whining like a baby. If I lost, I'd be like, well, what do you expect? They got 3 times. They never do that.
Well, not out loud.
No. I'd do it out loud.
It's because you're the NFL boy.
Yeah. It's coming back.
You got to laugh. What do you mean it's coming back?
Greece.
You got some problems about your magical vacation to Greece?
You weren't here yesterday when Adam Schefter filled him in on the challenges facing Americans in Turkey, and he got all squeamish about travel again.
Hey, just because some people can sit in business class or coach doesn't mean we all can. Okay? Not all of us are 6'6". Afraid of blood clots. Gotta fly first class. Right?
You're going to get some compression socks. Make sure you keep the blood flowing.
I don't want to go on tours with people. Is that shocking?
No.
Okay.
But typically how the tours work and make money is they need a group of people.
No, not the tours we're going on.
Wait, are you going to pay for a private tour?
Well, I'm not. I don't write checks.
Does anyone write checks still?
Excellent follow-up by you, Joshy. That's an excellent follow-up.
I had to go to the bank to have them print a sheet of checks when I was getting... I was like, I don't have checks.
Oh, I had to dig through my house. We did a refinance on Thursday, needed a check at the final paperwork.
That's the only thing I know. I'm just learning how to, you know, the chip on the card. You don't have to insert it. You can just put it on the thing, and it'll go boink.
Really?
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
You know what I do? I don't even pull my cards out anymore. They let me pay with my phone.
Okay, all right.
Wow. No, whoa, 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 whoa,
Jen.
Whoa,
Jen. You know he doesn't even get his airport ticket on his phone. No. He doesn't get his boarding pass
on
his phone.
He's got paper.
Can you just let me enjoy this? That was fun for me.
Have you seen anyone do that ever and wondered what the hell was going on, Chu? Because I see it like at the gas station all the time.
Everywhere.
Boop. With the phone?
Where someone just puts the phone up on the tap.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it. It's not
on the gas pump, you can do that?
If it's got the tap.
I got to tell you guys, once you start, you won't stop.
Yeah, I've had to do it.
Once you start using your phone to pay, you'll use your phone for everything.
Yeah, I've done it when I've forgot my wallet and been like, oh, I can just do this. It does make me nervous. I don't know why. I don't love the phone. I have no reason why. I just prefer the card.
Well, because you know the card is going to work.
Yeah.
You're pulling up the phone going, if this doesn't work, I don't know how I'm paying.
There is an aspect of I never want to be the guy that's futzing at the cash register. And it's like, all right, let's go. I got places to be. I want boom, bing, bam, boom.
So what do you have to put in a password and then do it?
I just.
What if I grabbed your phone and I'm like, oh, rink.
Yeah, okay, you got to put in the passcode.
Oh,
look, okay. I can double click right there. Boop, yep. There's the card.
Oh,
you put it
cool.
near the thing. But the thing is, because I'm so new at this,
down.
I've only been doing this for. It doesn't have any information.
Okay, good.
Right. I've only been doing it for a few weeks. So I still, everywhere I go, do you take Apple Pay? And they're like, yeah.
Is Apple Pay just like Venmo? Is that what that is?
No.
Or is it different?
It's very different. Well, I mean, you can use it, I guess, in the same way, but it is
a payment method. Yeah. They are similar that way.
I guess, yeah. Like, if I wanted to send Josh money, could I do it through Apple Pay? Sure.
Yeah.
But, I can't just pull up my Venmo account and pay at the gas pump the way that Jen does.
Lots of reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line about the Milwaukee Brewers. Petey Pablo says, I'm with Gabe. This year feels different. We're on a mission from God. Kind of love that. Let's see. With a team that's consistently in the bottom third of payroll, anything in the playoffs is icing on the cake. That from Dan in the 414. I disagree.
Not when you have a season like this.
Correct.
Got to be a little deeper.
You got to take advantage.
Yeah.
I understand for a long time the Brewers have just been a way to pass the time until Packers season starts again. Nah, let's change that. Let's change that expectation.
Can we sign Chili Willy?
What I
nope.
hope.
We've embargoed
nope.
that
because
conversation.
Because Sophia said yesterday there's really no other free agents of substance.
Can we sign Chili Willy? What a question. And the fact that we all knew exactly what he meant by it is amazing.
I am hoping Willy gets so hot and has the best postseason and then makes all of the money that somebody else is going to pay him. The Brewers aren't going to... He's going to get like a 5 or 6 year deal and the Brewers just don't want to go that long.
Didn't you ban this conversation after the trade deadline? You said in the lead up that if he doesn't get traded, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, because he's going to be gone.
That's where I am.
Yeah, who cares? He's still here.
Let's
now.
Let's win a damn World Series.
Yeah.
Hit 40 home runs in 20 games.
Have a 40 home run month.
Yes.
Why, if he does that, they'll build a statue.
What's the number going to be? 5 years?
125. That's probably minimum. He's making minimum $25 million a year. He's gonna
125 a year or 125 total?
Total. So
oh,
25 a year.
He can duke that out. They're only at 109.
They're at 106. Yeah.
You ever wonder if there's a reason for that?
Let's see. Dave from Aaron thinks we are selling this team short. He says it is World Series or bust.
Mm.
We have proved we can go toe-to-toe with the best in the league. 800-990-3776. Is it NLCS or bust for this Milwaukee Brewers team that led wire to wire, had a share of the lead of the division had the division lead every single day of the season and is now in the playoffs? Is it NLCS or bust? Let us know, 800-990-3776.
You know how much we love Palermo's around here at ESPN Milwaukee, and with baseball going on, football going on, all these sports, nothing goes better with sports when you're sitting on your couch at home than pizza. And why, deal with having to order out pizza when you can just go to your local grocer's freezer aisle and get high-quality, premium frozen pizza from Palermo's. Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie, Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian. Those are just some of the brands they have under the umbrella at Palermo's. So they're certainly going to have a slice that fits your appetite. They've been doing this in Wisconsin for 60 years. So of course they know what they're doing when it comes to premium frozen pizza. Find them in your grocer's frozen food aisle, Palermo's. Flavor is our family's business.
Never miss out on a second of the show. Find Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand. Sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drink.
Back, and I am excited to be back on campus with Celsius Energy Drink, which fuels my active lifestyle with their game day energy. Drink Celsius like me and college stars Travis Hunter, Jalen Milroe, Dylan Gabriel, and more. Explore all 27 refreshing flavors, sparkling or non-carbonated. There is a Celsius for every taste on game day, including my favorite, the peach vibe. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius by your side. Celsius, live fit.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Chicken!
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, what do we got today?
Well, we're going to continue to celebrate the Milwaukee Brewers with top 8 at 8. It's a list of 8 things in front of me. You and Chew will guess back and forth. Once you each get one incorrect, we'll open it up to the fans, 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the list wins a foursome to the Wisconsin Country Club. So join me out and check out more at thewisconsincountryclub.com. I am looking for the 8 players who have the most plate appearances in Brewers playoff history. Ooh. 8 players, most plate appearances in Brewers playoff history.
I would guess Yelich?
Yeah, probably.
Yelich.
Christian Yelich, number 1 on the list, 114 plate appearances. Or excuse me, Yelich is 2 with 83. Whoa. My apologies.
Okay.
Number 2 with 83. So number 1 is 114.
Let's go with someone we're going to talk to tomorrow, Robin Yount.
Robin Yount, number 4 on the list, 74 plate appearances.
What a tease by the big guy.
Yeah, right? Teasing the show tomorrow.
Hey, I know what I'm doing here.
You make it obvious.
Sorry. I'm still laughing.
I can hear it.
She can hear the snorts.
Crud. So what I'm trying to figure out is if more of these are current players, like who have, but it's a very young team, right? So current
yes.
is, or if most of them are from back in the day.
Second
how,
base.
How about third base? What are we doing?
Second.
I don't know.
Thank you.
You know what I'm talking
oh,
about.
Oh my God. Are we getting it with it?
We are.
Third. Are we talking yee? No, that's second
just
base.
So you know, he just grabbed boobs. Thought that's what we were talking about.
That's a whole new scale today,
base.
By the way.
We've been over that, believe it or not, on the show. You have brought it up before, yes.
I don't know the new one. I know the old one. That's why I'm saying second base. Because it's
old.
A lock.
All right, let's refocus here.
Yeah, refocusing.
I didn't start it. Don't look at me. I did start it.
You literally did.
Sorry. Yeah, but she went to third base.
I was doing the old
Who's on first?
Oh, Abbott and Costello?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm really struggling with this, you guys. Is Bronny on the list? I don't know that they made the playoffs enough when Bronny was on the team. Ryan Braun.
Ryan Braun, number 1 on the list, 114.
Jim Gantner.
Jim Gantner is 12 on the list.
I got to go pee.
All right. See you later, big guy.
Just leaving in the middle of top.
He let us knew what he was doing. Yeah.
Do you think he? Do you think he specifically guessed Jim Gantner because he knew it wasn't on the list so that he could go take his pee pee break?
You're giving him way too much credit.
This is really hard for me. Prince? Would Prince have made? I don't even think he made the playoffs enough. Is
Prince
he on the list?
Fielder number 10 on the list. 63 plate appearances.
That ended mercifully for me. 800-990-3776. We are looking for the Brewers players with the most plate appearances in the playoffs. 800-990-3776. We got Yelich. We got Yount. And we got Braun.
Yep. Three of the top four. Braun 1, Yelich 2, Yount is 4.
800-990-3776. Looking for contestants to play top 8 at 8 this morning as we continue celebrating the Brewers winning the NL Central and being playoff bound. 800-990-3776. Is this one of those lists you had to compile on your own?
I had to use the StatHead portion of Baseball Reference. So I had to do a special search so I could kind of go through the Brewers playoff records.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Ashton in Sheboygan. Ashton, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I'll give it a shot. Paul Molitor
is number 3 on the list. 77 plate appearances for the Igniter.
And then Lou Kane.
Lorenzo Kane is number 7 on the list. 66 plate appearances.
Prince's dad, Cecil Cooper.
Cecil never played for the Brewers.
Never mind.
Who did Jen guess?
She guessed Prince Fielder.
He's 10.
Who's 10th on the list.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Austin in Hartford. You're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I hope so. I'm going to go with a wild one here. What about Mike Moustakas?
Moose is 15 on the list. He had 48 plate appearances for the Brewers in 11 postseason games.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Dave in Oak Creek. Dave, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Let's try Paul Molitor.
So Paul Molitor already correctly guessed. I'll quickly reset the list here. Ryan Braun is 1. Christian Yelich is 2. Paul Molitor is 3. Robin Yount, 4. And we have Lorenzo Cain at 7. So we need 5, 6, and 8 to close out the list.
How about Gorman Thomas?
Storming Gorman.
Gorman Thomas, 65 plate appearances as number 8 on the
list. I almost guessed him. Should have.
Meaning we just have number 5 and 6 to go.
All right, how about Cecil Cooper?
Scoop is number 5. Nice. 71 plate appearances, leaving just number 6.
Maybe that's who, when they guessed Cecil Fielder, maybe that's what they
Cecil
meant.
Cecil Cooper?
Yeah.
I am going to go with a long shot here. How about Charlie Moore?
Charlie Moore, 13 on the list with 54 plate appearances.
That was a good run by you, Dave. Thank you very much. Let's go out to Mike in Franklin. Mike in Franklin, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I missed a little in translation, but was Charlie Moore said?
So Charlie Moore was just said incorrectly. That was the last guess. So we're just looking for number 6. Quickly resetting. Braun, Yelich, Mahler, Yount, Cooper, the top 5. We don't have 6. Lorenzo Cain is 7. Gorman Thomas is number 8.
Don Money?
Don Money is number 21, 33 plate appearances in 11 games.
Bill in Brookfield is up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Bill, can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I'm going to throw it out there, Ricky Weeks.
Ricky Weeks is 14 on the list, 49 plate appearances. So he is not in the top.
Justin in Greendale is next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Justin, can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Jeff Jenkins.
Jeff Jenkins. I am going to be scrolling here. He only played in the handful of games that they played back in 2008. I'm not quite sure where he is. He's not in the top 8.
David in Pewaukee, this list is proving to be more challenging than we thought. David in Pewaukee, you're up next. Can you complete the top 8 at 8 list?
Corey Hart.
Corey Hart is 11th on the list, 60 plate appearances.
We got it covered.
Mike in Lomira, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I'll take a guess and say Jim Gantner.
Jim Gantner, already correct, incorrectly guessed by Chewy. Gantner was 12 on the list. Do you have a different one?
No, I don't.
Let's see. Go ahead. Why don't you reset the list real quick?
Braun, Yelich, Molitor, Younce, 1 through 4. Cooper, we don't have, is 5. We don't have 6. Kane and Thomas are 7 and 8. Fielder, Hart, Gantner, Moore, Weeks, Moustakas have all been incorrectly guessed outside of, and Don Money, outside of the top 8.
So to be clear, we are only looking for number 6.
Number 6. We got one left.
Looking for number 6 on playoff plate appearances by a Milwaukee Brewer. Let's go out to Mike in Franklin. You're up next, Mike. Can you complete the list?
I can't believe I missed this before, but I'm thinking, what about Willie Adames?
Where are you, Willie? He's 25 on the list with 25 plate appearances.
Scott in Manitowoc, you're up next. Can you complete the top 8 at 8 list?
How about Ben Ogilvie?
Ben Ogilvie is number 9 on the list.
Climbing.
Incorrect. So far we've got 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15 on the list.
Wow, that's
looking
impressive.
Looking for number 6.
And 1 through 5 and 1 through 7 5. And 8.
Correct.
Still looking for number 6 on our top 8 at 8 list this morning. Brewers plate appearances in the postseason. David in Milwaukee, you're up next. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Ted Simmons
is number 6 on the list. 68 plate appearances.
What position did he play?
He was catcher. And my understanding,
what was Stormin Gorman?
He was an outfielder.
Oh, I thought Stormin was a catcher.
No, Ted Simmons was the catcher. And from my understanding,
I was thinking left and right field. I had everyone else covered.
Yeah. Gorman played center. In the 82 Brewers doc that's out in Marcus Theaters right now, I've been told that Ted Simmons steals the show. That he's just fantastic and tells the funniest and best stories.
Really? Very excited to see it. That was a lot of work. If you need to do some work on your home, you should call my friends over at PCI for your next remodeling project or home addition. Or maybe you're thinking about building a brand new home. Either way, the PCI team is here for you, just like they have been here for me and my family when we find ourselves in a house jam. Mike and Michelle operate a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships. And you know what? They're pretty good at it. They've been doing it for 20 years. You can learn more about PCI at ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. ProfessionalConstructionInc.com, and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white stiff earlier.
From one white stiff to another. I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Wrap up your summer with a simple deposit at Great Midwest Bank. Watch your savings grow larger and larger as the days grow shorter and shorter. With competitive rates and tailored banking solutions, your money works harder for you when you bank at GMB. Join a community that values your growth and supports your journey. Great Midwest Bank, where your financial goals become a reality. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to see what products GMB has for you. Sorry, one of my favorite songs. I just wanted to hear a little bit more of it, man. It's a really good one to, like, karaoke to. Crank it up in the car. Roll down the windows.
You should Google this origin of this band.
What'd she just say?
Karaoke.
What is that?
You're in the car. Geez.
Oh.
Singing along.
Sorry.
Karaoke, but in the car.
I didn't think
that was that far of a leap. I got to be honest with you. Adam Schefter reporting on his Instagram page. I'm assuming it's on Twitter as well. Despite what was projected to be a 3 to 4 week absence due to his knee injury, there is a chance the Packers QB Jordan Love can make it back in time to start Sunday at the Titans. I wouldn't be surprised if he plays this week, one source said. It's definitely day by day, like he said, 50-50 at best right now. But the larger point might be that even if Love cannot make it back by Sunday, he has a realistic chance to return next week at home versus the Vikings, which would mark a 2-game absence. So that is out there, which is what I believe the team wants out there. Sorry. Just telling it like it is, guys. I believe that is what the team wants people to believe.
It's just so hard because it.
Well, you'll know if he's limited. Then he ain't playing.
Well, we'll get the designation tomorrow, but I know Rob said on our show it wasn't a charade, but it kind of feels like it was still a charade. Was it not? Like, was he actually ever going to play this past Sunday? To me, it just doesn't feel like it. It just doesn't feel like he was going to play because, again, Diana had the report over at The Athletic, Diana Russini, that I guess, you know, could he play? Sure, but it was considered a long shot. So going, oh, maybe he plays, it's day-to-day, that kind of feels like a charade to me.
I mean, if it was 1997, yes. But 2024, no. Would you keep him in break glass in case of emergency, in case it's...
If he's healthy enough to play, Chu, then he starts. Like, if he's healthy enough to be the emergency guy, yeah, to me, then he starts. Because, you know...
So you're saying that they can't really put him in that position, right? They can't really say, if Malik Willis gets hurt, goes out with an injury, we can bring Jordan Love in. Because people will be like, if he can play, why didn't he just start?
Yeah. If he can play, then he can play.
You don't really want to open yourselves and the quarterback up to that criticism. So, yes, I think you're probably right on that one. My gut still says he doesn't.
Yeah.
My gut still says he doesn't play this weekend. Maybe this is what the Packers are doing. Maybe they think the margin of victory is so slim, right? The difference between the good teams and the great teams and the good teams and the bad teams is so slim, you need the other team to think that Jordan Love is going to be out there under center this week. Maybe that's what all of this is. But I don't think that Jordan Love plays this week. I think we get another week of the Malik Willis experience, and then it is likely that Jordan Love is back out there for the game against the Vikings.
Well, Vegas doesn't think so either. Because it hasn't moved really.
I mean, it's moved by half-point increments. Half point. It was at 2.5, then it went up to 3.
Yeah.
Now it's back down to 2. It's kind of hovering there. They don't really know what to do with the game. And you're not going to see a big swing unless you see the Packers declare that he is going to be playing.
You think they win this weekend, Chu?
Would Willis? No, I won't. I think I already put my pick in. Well, did you put your picks in?
Maybe you gave it to Maddie. Did you give it to Maddie?
I said, we don't see it. With Jordan Love, they win 24-10. With Malik Willis, they lose 17-14 in overtime.
Oh, doing a little extra work.
I'm going to hit it. I'm telling you, I'm
going to
hit it.
He's going back to 17-14 overtime. I swear to God, if they lose 20-16 in regulation, he tries to come in here and say, hey, I was right. I'm going to be so pissed off on Monday.
You don't have to be right on the number to be right. You don't.
Well, if you have decided to go the extra mile, like 17, if you just said 17-14 and it's 20-16, like, yeah, you know what? I'll give Chewy credit. The fact that you want to go the extra mile and say in overtime, you have to nail the in overtime.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And it has to deal with your wheelhouse.
Okay.
If you're on whistling.
Yep.
With 140 to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you're aiming 25 yards right of the pin, and you stick it to 2 inches. Are you telling your guys, hey, I was aiming 25 yards to the right. I don't know what happened.
Why would you be
I'll
aiming 25
it.
Right of the pin?
25 feet.
Is
Are you telling
thing?
People that? Or are you like, hey, well, I feel good today?
Sure.
Nailed it.
But the problem is, again, I'd be willing to give you credit, but you decided to be super specific and add the overtime caveat.
Is there anything Matt LaFleur wants less than overtime with the
Malik Willis?
I mean, you could eke out a win.
I thought you were going to say the kicker.
Are you out on the kicker? You're out on Narveson now?
I don't think
I'm
he's
not
in.
I mean, let me ask you, Jen,
are you in on Narveson?
If it's 43 yards to win the game, how confident are you?
Well, 43 exactly at zero, because that's been his bugaboo. Yeah. He's got like a 43-yard kryptonite. 44, he's fine. 42, he's fine. 43, can't do it.
No, I'm not confident.
Yeah, I'm not in on him.
Didn't he come from Tennessee, too?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What, do you think they're watching film on the kicker?
Possibly. Maybe he can't kick from the left hash. Maybe everything's right-handed with these Tennessee players. An interesting thing that the scouting report is he can't throw to his left?
Yes.
Most teams are right-handed when it comes to running, too. So that could, and Tennessee would know that he can't throw to his left. That'd be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how they defend him.
He was 4 for 4 on the left side of the field.
He was?
Mm-hmm. 4 for 4 thrown to the left side.
They're all within like 5 yards.
I didn't add all of the information, Josh.
The other 8 were on the other side.
It was surprisingly more than Aaron Rodgers threw to his other side in his first game. Aaron Rodgers completed like almost all his passes in his first game to the left side.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to fall onto that repaired leg.
Mm.
So that has been a thing that teams are going to key on a lot.
Mm, very good point.
He's looked old. Doesn't he look old?
He is old. What are we talking about?
It's almost like we tried to tell you that.
I know, but did Brady look old or did Brady always look old?
He always looked old, but he didn't have a big injury like this late in his career.
Will you watch tonight, Jets Patriots?
Yeah, I'll watch some.
Yeah, I'll watch too.
I'll watch some.
Do you have a prediction? You have a way you think it's going to go?
Yeah, I think the Jets will roll. It's in New England. No, it's in New York, I believe.
It's Jet Life, Aaron's calling it.
Jet Life Stadium?
Yep.
I don't know where I'm at with the Giants. Stink. I don't know, because I think he will get better as the season goes along, because he started off kind of slow. He was okay last week.
How do you feel about your Aaron Rodgers going to win the MVP pick?
It's early. Who's the lead dog for the MVP? Derek Carr? You think he's winning it at the end of the year?
Josh Allen.
He's a nice guy.
I have no rooting interest in Josh Allen, but I kind of want him to now, since you're so anti-Josh Allen. It would be fun for us.
It would be good for us, yes.
Jets are favored by 6 tonight in that game against the New England Patriots. The over-under is 38.5. We did discuss last night on the show some of the player
Props.
Thank you. I almost said player parlays, but no, that wasn't it. And I just can't remember right now what Aaron Rodgers over under was for passing, so I'm checking it out. What do you like? You like 219? Over under 219 for Aaron? Now remember, they have been running the ball.
Yeah.
Breece Hall, Braylon Allen.
I take the under.
I'd take the under too.
I would probably take the under on just about every Aaron Rodgers
total.
In terms of passing yards until he hits an over.
To me, it just feels like a blowout tonight. Right?
I don't know. I mean, Thursday night's games are always so tough.
Patriots, Jacoby Brissett, no Belichick.
They beat the Bengals.
Yeah, but look where the Bengals are at now.
Well, I mean, they're 0-2.
You know what, though? The Bengals always dig themselves out of a hole.
Correct.
Baltimore, I don't know. I don't think Baltimore's.
I'd sooner write off the Bengals than the.
I would
write
off the Bengals sooner than I would write out the Ravens. Because the Ravens are a better team.
Not offensively.
Because they have more recent success.
Yeah.
I mean,
they have Lamar Jackson and they have John Harbaugh. Yeah, but to be fair, I took the Bengals yesterday on Around the Horn. I just wanted to be clear. Because T. Higgins has been out and Jamar Chase missed all of training camp. And the defensive coordinator for the Bengals seems to be the only guy who can get to Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
So, very interesting conversation, though, about the 0-2 teams. Which one would you put your faith in? Since there are, 9 0-2 teams? And traditionally, 11%.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of those teams will make the playoffs. Which one would you put your...
Jen.
Thank you. They said it on Around the Horn yesterday.
Somebody else did the work. You're just passing along the information.
Literally just parroting what they said.
Which team will make the playoffs?
Of the 0-2 teams.
Doug, what are you doing? You're killing me.
Yeah, you're killing me too, because you know what? I hear you sing Doug's praises, so then I go and sing Doug's praises. Now I look like an idiot.
I mean, the Rams are in trouble with both their receivers out. Let's just hope they're out. 3 weeks? 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They're not putting Cup on IR, but he has a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
So
I would say the Bengals. Bengals?
Yeah, that's what I said yesterday.
Yeah, I would take the Ravens.
Joshy, what do you think?
I'm with Gabe on the Ravens. I just think they're
tough. I think Carolina Panthers. They're going to turn it around.
Andy Dalton.
The only thing I will tell you, and I said this yesterday on the show, so if you saw it, sorry, I'm parroting myself now. The Bengals have the 28th toughest remaining strength of schedule because they have a fourth place schedule after finishing fourth in their division last year. On the other hand, Baltimore has the fifth toughest remaining schedule in the entire NFL.
I'm really worried about Joe Burrow keeping flexing that wrist of his when he like takes a hit or throws a ball.
But he only did. There was nothing this past week.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it felt better one week. That tightrope surgery is scary, and it has affected people for like longer than anyone ever thought.
He said it's going to affect him long term. But again, he had 103 passer rating this past week.
He also like was having trouble picking up a water bottle, and that became a whole thing in Cincinnati.
Really? That doesn't sound
week
good.
One. Yeah,
week one though.
That's your quarterback. That's your guy.
Burrow?
Yeah.
Hey, not my guy.
You're fine. We can ride with Burrow.
Yeah.
We ride at dawn. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Gabe, you got something for me?
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. Mentality, local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best, just like they have helped me feel and perform at my very best. Whether I have a long day, I got to make sure I've got that energy. Well, I can do it now because of Mentality. If you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy to attack your day, could be signs of low testosterone, and Mentality can help. There's no better safe and insured medical solution available, so go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Bubble is a dating app.
It's tuna.
I love tuna. I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we, for once, grow up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
So put your best face on. Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with the bang.
Sorry you couldn't win that bet, Joshy. I was really pulling for you. Gabe, weren't you pulling for Joshy? Make some money today?
I'm always pulling for Joshy. Joshy's my guy.
He was going to charge us $5 a pop.
Yeah, what kind of BS was that?
Just trying to give you guys a little incentive.
It worked.
What?
And get some beer money.
Did you get it done or no?
Well, Andy was going to charge all of us. Yes. If we missed a single live read, everybody was going to...
Because who gets yelled at?
He does.
There you go. So that's fair.
Yeah, I'm going to...
What do you know about that?
What do I know? I have no reads.
Before we let you go today, we want to take you inside the Brewers Auditorium last night as Pat Murphy, I believe, was this before the game or after the game, Josh?
I believe this was prior to the game.
Prior to the game, the Brewers had already clinched the NL Central. I want to take you inside. Our social media maven, Maddie, was there talking to Pat Murphy. Take a listen.
Do I know you, Maddie?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Maddie.
Maddie what?
Maddie Hayes.
Where are you from?
From here.
And what are you doing here, Maddie? Just stranger on the street?
Yeah, just going to talk to you.
Maddie's my teammate today. Is that right? Yeah. I'd like to know.
Was that Dom who was like, hey, Maddie's on our team?
He threw up that, oh my God, I got to save her.
Where are you from?
From here.
She's not from here.
No.
She's from Cleveland.
So Maddie is our new social media maven. She's handling all of our social media. So she goes there to interview Pat Murphy, and Pat Murphy looks at her and goes, who the hell are you? He didn't say hell, to be fair. But basically, like, new face. Who dis?
Yeah. I got context. He started the... Because obviously the Brewers had just clinched. There was going to be a celebration that night. So there was some extra faces. And he started off by asking who some of the new faces he didn't recognize are, because you play 162 games. You see some of those guys like every single day through the summer. So he turned to Maddie. And if you know anything about Maddie, if you watch the broadcast, she's not necessarily the most shy, but she got thrown off and just... Like
she panicked.
Yeah.
She absolutely
panicked.
She lied
about where she's from. He also didn't care where. He wanted to know what company.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I gathered that.
Yes. Yeah.
Which was a great then follow-up. So then you just wandered in off the street.
Yeah.
That was a great follow-up from her.
And then Dom was like, please, I gotta help her. She's out there struggling.
I do kind of love it, though.
We're going to have to ask Murph about this tomorrow.
Because your first time, right, being there and, like, and way to make a splash. Way to make an impact.
He's going
to
remember.
You think he's going to forget Maddie going forward?
Maddie from here?
Absolutely not. not. Maddie from here. That's right. So good. So it's been a fun morning celebrating the Brewers. Obviously, we will continue talking about them as the season wraps up, but it is good to know that they did punch their ticket, that they are a team that is in the postseason. And now we just keep riding the roller coaster. Will Dientausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody. Thank you.